The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. In the next hour, Dr. Pat showcases some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Get ready to live life full out. Here's your host, Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome. Wow. What a great show we have planned for you today. I want to thank all of you. First of all, let's just say congratulations to all of you for making 2010 an outstanding year in a lot of different ways. First off, I want to thank all of you for joining our call to connection. And what that was all about and is continues to be about is giving for the sake of giving. Many of you have been blown away by what we've been able to put together, gifts and prizes for the sake of giving, and your ability to pay it forward to your friends, to your families, to your group list. And we're not selling anything. And so if you go to calltoconnection.com and you sign up, you'll get a user password. Once you activate your account, you become an official pay it forward angel. And so this is now the energy we want to carry forth into 2011. I've got the perfect person to talk about this today. Very special guest joining us here, Blair Singer, how to make 2011 a breakout year. But let me just say a little bit about Blair before we get going. You know, many of us go through challenges. We feel like we're at the bottom of the pit of our lives. The question then becomes, what the heck are we going to do with that? And this is somebody that figured that out, going through some serious hardships, financial, relationship, and otherwise. But what he has learned from this is that he can master his little voice. Today, he's joining us here today as the co-founder and CEO of Sales Partners Worldwide, global franchise network of professional mentors and business builders. He's founder of Little Voice Mastery Institute, which is a virtual learning center helping all of us move beyond our little voices. So today is about getting big. So if you're not feeling big, you're not feeling powerful, by the end of this show, hopefully you will. Blair, thank you so much for joining us today. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you so much for having me, Pat. You're right. I mean, 2011 is the breakout year. I agree.
So let's talk a little bit of what it likes to be in the pit of one's life, as I refer to it.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, it's like you were saying. I mean, and for me and for many people, I mean, you face financial hardships. I know that I had I went into business for myself and everything came crashing down around me and I had to figure out how to turn it around or how to turn my life around. I went through a painful divorce many, many moons ago and luckily I had a friend and you know, it's always the friend.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
The friend said, you know, you really ought to go to a personal development, self-improvement course. In those days, this is back in the early 80s, I said, you know, I don't need that. There's nothing wrong with me. It was my ex-wife. It was my partner, blah, blah, blah. He said, you really need to go to this course. And in a stunning moment in the middle of this thing, I came to the realization that the one thing in common with all the things that were going on was me. And, like, you know, some people go, well, no kidding, you idiot. But for me, that was a major insight to really think that there was something going on with me that was attracting or creating or whatever, all that other good, bad, and ugly stuff going on. And I just became, you know, kamikaze, so to speak, about trying to figure out what was going on between my ears that was creating that reality out there for me. And it's just been a great journey ever since. And it was the key.
Well, and, you know, this is really what I love about, you know, talking with you. And certainly the book that you've written, Little Voice Mastery, and the Institute and the things you've created are really to help people get a sense that if they start to take And I call it a compassionate look at oneself.
Right.
We have the key. You know, the movie The Secret came out, right?
Right.
And I've interviewed many of the people, and certainly you know many of the people in the movie The Secret.
Absolutely.
One of the things these guys will all say, men, women alike, they had to start the journey with their own stuff.
Right.
And that's what I hear you saying. There's something inside of us that may be painful, but also may be very powerful. Is that true, Blair?
That's totally true. I mean, I'm really glad you said that, because the truth of it is it starts with us. It starts with myself. And what you're just saying, I like the way you said it, a compassionate but honest look at yourself of what's working, what's not working, and what's causing it, whatever's working to work and what's not. See, I believe, and I've always had this thought ever since I was a little kid, that there was always a bigger, better, more capable person inside of me. And I think that most people listening would think so, or at least hope so. And, you know, with that thought, if you can hold that thought in mind, if you can hold that thought and then say, okay, so the rest of it, I just need to figure out how to clean up the rest of what's going on to get to that brilliant, bright, positive, expansive me, then what happens is every step that you take along those lines, you improve more and more. More wealth flows in, better relationships, better health, all that kind of stuff. But you're right. It starts with you and taking a very honest look at yourself.
And let's talk about this for a minute, because I don't know about you, but I think I had moments, Blair, where I took a look at the big self, let me just call it.
Right.
Yeah, took a look at that big self on, you know, on some days that it really wasn't kind of great to get up in the morning. What has been your journey been? What has it been like? I mean, did you have to sort of peel away the layers, lift the veil, whatever the language is, in my language, bust through the crust? How did you begin the journey? Because sometimes we become so overwhelmed with the pit of our lives,
yes,
as I've said before, we forget to see the light that's in there.
Yes, you know, and that's another great question, because, you know, the key for me, and I think the key for everybody else, is that I had this belief system inside that I had to do everything on my own, that I got to whatever's going on with me, I got to figure it out on my own. Whatever's going on in my life, I got to figure it out on my own. And you know what? The key for me back in the day and to this day all the way forward is as I've always had good friends, or I've had somebody or a team or a group, somebody that would help push me to the next level, saying, I know there's something better in you, you need to push harder, or here's a great mentor, go check them out, or here's a great program, check this one out. Because every time I reach, the one discipline I learned is that every time I reached an obstacle where the little voice in my head was saying, you can't do it, you're not smart enough, what are you going to do, this is too big, whatever, I knew that was me, and at that point I had to seek support from someplace else to help me, great mentors, great teachers. See, I don't consider myself to be that smart. What I do know, however, is there's a lot of smart people out there, and a lot of great people that you've interviewed, people that are friends of mine, friends of yours, that are really there that have the ability to help push you to the next level, have you take an honest look at yourself, and this is key, then give you some strategies and techniques to reprogram those parts of you that need to be reprogrammed.
And this is really kind of, you know, this conversation and the book that you wrote, A Little Voice Mastery, Blair. You know, it's not a one size fits all, is it?
No.
I mean, what may have worked for you, you know, people say, well, you know, how many self-help books does it take to become enlightened? I mean, somebody asked me that question once.
Yeah.
And there really is no, what do I want to call it? Cookie cutter answer to that, is there?
No, there's not. You know, and I think the answer to that question is, how many self-help books does it take? It only takes one. But the right, to your point, the right one. The one that resonates with you. The one that, you know, it's like anything. It's like, I'm a big fitness freak myself. You know, I really like, you know, working out. And I know that the way that I do it doesn't work for other people. My diet won't work for somebody else. Their blood type's different, all that kind of stuff. So you're right. I mean, you've got to find something that works for you, or something that gels with your who you are, who you want to be. Now, having said all that, the truth of it is that may take a lot of searching. That may, but for me, it's like a lifelong journey. It's a journey of continually learning, and to your point, peeling back the old beliefs and even stuff I got going on in my brain I didn't even know was in there.
Until
you reach that level, go, well, hold on, why do I keep hitting this brick wall here? Then I go, oh, that's why. And then once I'm able to reprogram that or move past that, a whole new world opens up, and fortunately or unfortunately, a whole new set of problems that I got to deal with.
Exactly. That's why I said, you know, lifting the veil, then there's another veil.
That's right.
Let me ask you a really interesting question that I had to face myself, and I know the listeners all as well. We wake up each day and we think we want a better life. And, I haven't met many people that don't admit they want to better their lives in some way, even after they say no originally, right?
Right.
And you ask them, and then you ask them a question, well, you know, do you want to lose 5 pounds? And they're like, yeah. And yeah, I'd like to do that. Right. So even though we want to do this, what do you believe is the major obstacle that, and let's just put everybody in a bucket right now, most people experience? What is it that they can't seem to get beyond to lose that 5 pounds or to save that $30,000 or whatever that is?
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's a great question. I've often wondered it myself. And for me, it boils down, well, first of all, we know it's your little voice. And if people don't know what you and I are talking about, it's that little voice in your head that just went, what little voice? I don't have one. That's the one I'm talking about. And I always tease that mine sounds like my mother for some strange reason. But anyway, it's that little voice, that chatter that goes on between your brain, between your ears, that stops it from happening. And more specifically now, if you're asking why, this is appropriate going into 2011, is goal setting is not a really big deal. I mean, you can really sit down and say, this is what I want, objectively, measurable. That's not the problem. Setting the goal is not the issue. The issue is what happens afterwards, which
right.
is what you're referring to. And
right.
my experience is what happens is for a lot of people, the reason they build resistance to getting what they want or the reason they don't do it is because, well, life gets in the way. It's like, let's say you want to write a book, right?
There we go. Now you're talking about my hot button right there. Of all the things you could have picked up, you picked the book thing, right?
Sorry.
No, it's good. I can't wait to hear what you're going to say. I want to wait until we come back from break, though.
Okay.
So that I could, you know, stop having a hot flash about it.
Okay.
Because this is an important conversation for people that do set goals. I have a friend of mine. She's a master goal setter.
Mm-hmm.
Not so good on actually achieving them.
Right.
And so what I would love to talk with you when we come back from break is this idea of follow through.
Yeah.
You know, what is it about the book? What is it about the weight? What is it about, you know, the time that you want to take to nurture yourself? And what is it that little voice, as my very special guest Blair Singer talks about, that stops you dead in your tracks? Well, guess what? We want to make sure 2011 is a fabulous year for you. And when we come back, we'll be sharing the steps that you can get started doing so that those goals turn into gold. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Talk, talk, talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Are you tired of hanging on to things in your life that hold you back? Get ready to reclaim your fearless nature with Annette Bingham. Annette has been a catalyst for helping people achieve maximum results. Known for her breakthrough approaches, she will assist you to unleash your true power. Her unique distance healing techniques have been empowering people globally. Get ready for a life-changing event to step into your fearless nature. For more information, visit AnnetteBingham.com or call 432-770-4062.
Now is the perfect time to learn Tai Chi and Qigong. These ancient Chinese healing arts, also called mind-body practice, are simple to learn, clinically proven to be effective, and can be practiced by anyone, anywhere, at any time. For 10 years, the Institute of Integral Qigong and Tai Chi has been a respected leader in mind-body practice training. Visit IIQTC.org. Empower yourself, empower others. Visit IIQTC.org for more information on mind-body practice. IIQTC.org. How would you like increased health and vitality? Would you like relief from acute or chronic health issues? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? Would you like relief from allergy, weight, and digestive issues? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural technique. Whether you seek relief from health issues or desire to live at your optimum health and vitality, contact reflex analysis is a profound method which detects imbalances at a subclinical level, restoring health issues before they arise while increasing vitality and longevity. Discover CRA.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Every day we're moving toward wellness or away from wellness. I'd like to be your partner in achieving your optimal health and well-being. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Hi, I'm Don Brecky. I chose 2 years ago to get on the Take Shape for Life program. I've lost 30 pounds and kept it off over 2 years. I have more energy. I get out of bed without backaches. It's been a life changer.
Hi, I'm Dale Gardner. With the Take Shape for Life program, me and my wife lost 90 pounds together, and that was 2 years ago, and we feel great.
Get healthy with the Take Shape for Life program. Get clinically tested products from Medifast and support from a free certified health coach. Visit simpletolose.com to learn more. Results will vary. Consult a physician before beginning weight loss program. Call or go online for complete program and discount details.
Today's tip is brought to you by David Emerald, author of The Power of TED. Call a timeout every now and then. Set your watch to remind yourself every 2 hours to take a look at your intentions and actions. Have you been focusing on reacting to problems or creating outcomes? Have you been responding from the victim role of the drama triangle or the creator role of the empowerment dynamic? Take time out to review your intentions and choices, making sure that you are, indeed, focused on creating the outcomes you want in your life. That is the way of a creator. Here's to the creator in you.
Stimulating talk.
It gets those synapses in your brain inspired really fast.
All the time. The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome back to the show. Oh, this is really cool. I am having a blast here talking to Blair. And let me just make sure you know how to find out more about Blair Singer. Very easy, very, very easy. Go to the website, blairsinger.com. And also, I want to let everybody know that if you can't call into the show and you have a question, go to my website, drpatlive.com. That's drpatlive.com. And what you're going to see on the right-hand side is a way for you to ask a question. It says right there, ask your question here, put your name, put your location in there, and hit the submit button. And once you do that, I will be able to see your question immediately, bring it on air. And for those of you out there that either call in or do that, what we'd love to be able to present you with is a copy of Blair's book. So one of the things that we started to talk about, Blair, and thank you so much for joining us here today. Great,
pleasure.
Great conversation. Yeah. All right. So we all set these goals, right? And we're talking about 2011, breakout year, the year, best year of your life. And so let's talk about these ideas that we have in our minds about goals and why we set them and why we don't do any of them.
Well,
or very little of them.
Well, yeah. I mean, we talked about before the break is that I think setting the goal is not a big deal. If you sit down and look at three areas of your life, for example, say your personal and family side, you look at your business and career side, that's the second portion, and then your self-improvement side, and set aside five things you want to accomplish in each area, I mean, that's, we can mostly do that. And then, by the way, a little great little technique is once you do those five, then pick the one, then out of those five, pick the one overriding one that is really your most important one. I mean, most people can sit down and do them, but people don't do them or they don't accomplish them for the same reason. And that is that we were talking earlier about the book. Let's say you want to write this book. Not to bring up a sore subject.
No, but, it's good because I'm excited about
awesome
it.
It's a best-selling book that's just about ready to come out, right?
I know. I'm totally there.
But what happens is, say, I'm going to write a book. And so you set the goal. And they say, I'm going to sit down tomorrow and start doing it. But tomorrow comes and, you know, the old story, I got some emails to answer. I got a couple conference calls to do. And, oh, by the way, I got to run a couple errands. So it's late in the day. I'm a little tired. I'll get to it the next day. And we know how that goes. And so what happens is, here's what happens, Dr. Pat, is that the minutia of life all of a sudden becomes more important than the book. So what you're actually doing, what your little voice is doing to you right now is it's making all the minutia, all the other little garbage things that need to get done more valuable than you and your book or the gift that you want to get out. Now, it doesn't seem that way, but then after a while, your little voice starts saying, you know, we call it procrastination. So then what happens is then your little voice goes, well, who would want to read this book anyway? Or it's not the right subject. Or it's not this. And all that stuff that goes on that just prolongs it even longer. And so the reason people don't get things done is because the value somewhere inside, they've got a little voice that says, I'm not good enough. What if they find out? What if they don't like me? What if they find out who I really am? If I gave this great gift to the world and then they saw the car that I drove in, they saw it was a beater, or that my kids run around wild in my house when I'm talking about peace and tranquility. And so people remain below the radar screen. They never get to that peace because somewhere inside they're self-sabotaging because of this resistance, because of this feeling that they're not good enough. And so, like I said, there's a cure for it, obviously, which we can talk about in a minute. But my experience is that that's what stops most people.
And you know what? It is sore, this, you know how you and I can talk about, you know why you and I can talk about this? Because I think, you know, both of us, as we were talking about during the break, we have been down this spiral, this slippery slope.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? It is like trying to achieve a goal while holding on to a pole that is covered with grease. you have the image of that?
Yeah, I got it.
It's almost like the harder you're trying to pull yourself up, the easier it is to slip down.
That's right.
But we have to learn these tools. And, it didn't come easy to me.
No,
The
reason you have to learn them is because I believe, Pat, that everybody's got a gift. And I had a mentor once a long time ago said to me, Blair, it said, you know what? Greed is having a gift and not giving it. If you've got a gift to give and you let the fear or your concern about what other people think about you get in the way of it, not only have you ripped yourself off, but you've ripped off all those people, the thousands, the millions of people that could be reading your book or to be changing their lives or transforming the way they do things simply because of your little voice trying to self-preserve yourself.
Wow. That's very easy. I mean, let's talk about this for a minute. Self-preservation.
Yes.
All right. What's the relationship between self-preservation and risk-taking?
Well, it's a great question. I mean, self-preservation is and risk-taking can work together. In other words, in any organization, you know, being a business guy, everything, you've got to mitigate risk all the time.
All the time.
That doesn't mean that you have to pull up the drawbridge, put up the walls, run yourself into a cave and hope for the weather to change someday. Because that's what a lot of people do, is they settle for a life, and I've done this myself. You settle for an existence that says, okay, I don't want to be famous, I don't want to do this, I don't want to be in the headlines, I don't want people, but I still want to be rich, or I still want to make a big difference. Well, you know, the truth of it is that all it is your little voices, because possibly, if you're like me, you've been hurt in the past. Something happened and you got hurt. And so the thought is, I'm never going to let that happen again. So by doing that, now it's self-preservation, and you don't want to take a risk. as opposed to saying, okay, I'm okay over here. This is a new situation. I'm going to work on my little voice so I have the emotional strength, the emotional stability, the emotional clarity to be able to move through an additional challenge, and I'm going to mitigate my risk. I'm going to do what I need to do, not to do something foolhardy, but I'm going to move ahead. But the key in that formula is I got to work on what's going on between my ears and knock off the chatter so I have the courage to take it on.
So let's talk about one of the things that we do to, first of all, to get out of the situation that is holding us in the box. And what I mean by that is it's almost like we're in a tug of war with ourselves, just like you described. You know, I want to become very, very wealthy, and I don't want to have too much money. And so how does the little voice convince us to stay stuck in exactly where we are?
Well, it's easy because a lot of times that little voice is not really you. That little voice is the sound of your parents, of your friends, of the media, of other people that have given you advice. So a lot of times, so what happens is those thoughts are still in there. So you end up living by the advice or the little voices of other people saying, well, you don't be greedy, and when's enough, and you don't need to be rich, and you know, and all these kinds of things, when still, that's one side. But deep inside that big, real, spiritual, huge you that wants to go out there and create and take on the world and do all those things is busting to get loose. But to your analogy of this crust, is a crust of little voices that are not necessarily you that are holding you back because they're trying to protect you.
And this is something that we've grown up with and gotten very used to.
Yes.
It's really kind of interesting, Blair, isn't it? I mean, I don't know what it was like for you as a child. I don't know what your childhood was like. And I don't know that it really much matters. But I think that as young children, there's a sense of fearlessness we have until we become afraid. I don't know if that makes sense.
Totally.
And I'm not just talking about people that have great lives and grow up and have great. I'm even talking about children that are abused. There still is that sense of fearlessness until they become afraid.
That's right. That's right. And it can be, you know, we always think that sometimes if you ever go to a personal development program, sometimes and the speaker in front of the room has gone through all these horrific experiences, and you're going, oh, my God, in order for me to break out, do I have to have something horrible happen to me?
Right.
And the answer is no. I mean, the truth of it is, you just think about school. The first time that you go to school and you raise your hand and the teacher says you're wrong and all the kids laugh at you, and all of a sudden you now learn something that you didn't know before, and that is that it's embarrassing and that it hurts and that you learn that maybe I better not put my hand up again. And all these things that not because school's an evil place or anybody had any evil intention, it's just that that's what happens, like you said. And so the first time we learn fear, and typically the biggest number one little voice public enemy number one fear is most people's concern about what other people think about them or what think about them.
Oh, we got to hold that until we come back from break, because that is a big conversation that I want to get in depth with you, because we don't even recognize that voice, that little voice that you're referring to now, that one about social acceptance, work acceptance. Wow. That little voice knows how to disguise itself really, really well. I want to tell everybody here, I am here with Blair Singer. The book is Little Voice Mastery, but there's much more that Blair has got going on. Go to his website. Check it out. BlairSinger.com. That's BlairSinger.com. When we come back, we're going to be talking about that little voice that talks to us about approval, acceptance, all of those things that we long for. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
News. Opinion.
Can you hear me?
Your voice counts. Call toll free 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787. VoiceAmerica.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to aspiremag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Neshama Living, where your optimal health begins with awareness, grows with knowledge, flourishes with proactive solutions, and is practiced as a way of life. Neshama Living is dedicated to wholeness of body, mind, and spirit. The Neshama Living Hour is coming to the Dr. Pat Show. Get ready to regain your natural balance, take control of your health and vitality, and build your foundation for wellness with Neshama Living on the Dr. Pat Show.
Reservage Organics offers you the most advanced anti-aging product available. Our organic-based resveratrol formula, brought to you from the heart of our exclusive vineyards in southern France, has been clinically proven to reactivate your longevity gene and help preserve your youth. By including Reservage Resveratrol in your daily regimen, you can enhance cardiovascular function, metabolism, mental acuity, and collagen production. If you want to regain your youthful radiance and enhance your longevity, do so with the world's finest resveratrol from Reservage Organics. Why wait? Visit your local retailer and start the anti-aging process today. Reservage Organics, committed to the extension of youth naturally. Available online at reservage.com and at the Vitamin Shoppe, Vitamin World, and Whole Foods Market. Visit reservage.com and feel vitality today.
The Internet's number one talk station. Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the show. I want to make sure that you have lots of information about my guest today. Blair Singer is joining us here today. You know, how to make 2011 a breakout year. So I want to make sure that you get the tools that you need by going to Blair's website, and you'll be able to tap into, you know, many, many things that he has there, including getting a copy of the book Little Voice Mastery. Go to blairsinger.com and check it out. Also, you're going to find information, lots of information on how you can work with Blair, as well as his two-day sales and leadership mastery program and much more. So all of that in the spirit of getting that little voice to stop telling you how to run your life. Blair, thank you so much. Before the break, we were mentioning that there is this thing that goes on. And we were talking about, of course, some of the more obvious things that happens when we have that voice lead us in a direction we don't want to go.
Right.
But certainly there are more subtleties to this. And one of them is what you've mentioned. And that is this need for approval, acceptance. I don't really know how to say it, but boy, it will run you down.
Oh, it is. I would say, and like we were saying, if there is public enemy number one is the biggest, and I say this all the time in my programs, wherever I am around the world, is that the biggest thing that stops most people from their dreams is their concern about what other people think about him, or what, like I said, what they don't think about him, which is basically the same approval issue. No question about it.
So how does this show up?
Well, it shows up in a lot of ways. I mean, it shows up in ways that are obvious of, like, people that are always constantly seeking approval, like, how did I do? Did I do okay? Was this good enough? And all of that kind of thing. So that's a fairly obvious one. But the other one is more typically more subtle, and that is, let's say you set a goal for yourself, and you do want to be big. So I ask a person a question. I would say, so what would happen if all of a sudden you became extremely wealthy, extremely famous, had a huge sphere of influence that seemed to happen to you in a fairly short period of time? What would happen if that? What would happen? What would your friends say? And, you know, people give me this bewildered look like, well, they'd be happy. I said, would they? And they go, no, they wouldn't be happy. You know, how many of you would have people that would resent you? And everybody in the room raises their hand. I go, that's the problem. Because what happens is because sometimes people don't achieve the goal because they're afraid, again, that even if they were successful, other people would resent them, their parents wouldn't like them, their families wouldn't like them, you know, they would be scorned, people would be coming after them, so they stay below the radar screen yet one more time. So that's another example. That makes sense?
It does. And now let's put together these two, public enemy number one and two. Let's couple that with fear.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, I'm telling you, that's a toxic cocktail right there.
Well, it is.
And then let's get to what's going on right now.
Do you want to hear the third? You want to hear the third to mix into the cocktail?
Okay. I don't know if I can handle it.
Okay. Number one is what other people think. Number two is the fear, which are related. And number three, not good enough.
Ah,
right? So they
all over
but
the place.
See, they all come together, like not good enough, not fast enough, not pretty enough, or the other variation of that is too fat, too skinny, too tall, too old, too young, too whatever. Okay? And so all you put that I love what you say. Mix all that together, man, that is a witch's brew right there.
I'm telling you.
But the good news is that there are very simple ways, if you can learn how to control your little voice or learn how to master it, learn some techniques. And we, in the book, you know, we have 21, I isolated 21 techniques that were taught to me by my masters and my gurus. And, you know, we have a CD that does the same too, which I'm happy to give. What we can do is, what I'd like to do, Pat, if it's okay with you, if we're giving away some books, give away a CD with them too, if that's okay with you.
Absolutely. I would love to do that.
Okay. But
to pay that forward.
But my thought is that once you're able to control that, you can pop all three of them away. Now, do they go away forever? No. You got to continue to work on them though.
Well, you know, what's so interesting, and this is really what I couldn't wait to talk with you about. What's so interesting is, as I look at your background, I look at this book, Little Voice Mastery. Then I look at the work you do with sales.
Right.
And I love the relationship between them. And I want to talk about this for a minute, because we have a lot of entrepreneurs out there. We've got a lot of people selling. We actually have people selling that don't think they're selling.
Right. Everybody
and
sells.
Everybody sells.
Everybody sells.
But I want to talk about the masterful salesperson for a moment.
Right.
Because out of all of the professions I think that I have come in contact with, becoming a masterful salesperson is something very special. But I wanted to hear from you about what that person needs to have. Because a salesperson on any given day probably hears more no's than most people in a lifetime, I would imagine.
That's true.
What is it that builds that kind of resilience, that kind of what I call success stamina?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great question. And, you know, it's funny because when I first got started in personal development back in the early 80s, I was in sales. And the reason that I became so hooked to it is when I took that first personal development course. After that program, my sales shot through the roof. And, you know, every time I did basic sales training technique, I did okay. I improved a little bit. But every time I did personal development training, oh, my goodness, income would roll in. So it became very obvious what was working. And I think that to be that master salesperson, you need a level of confidence. and confidence and the ability to overcome fear and the ability to not worry about what other people think about you comes from a tremendous amount. People say, how do you build that confidence? How do you master that little voice? And I just give you about two or three things right here. First one is repetition. I mean, it seems simple, but it's true. You handle enough people telling you no, after a while, you learn that it's not a big deal. It's the fear of somebody saying it that keeps people from picking up the telephone to begin with. It's not the objection itself that they get. It's the fear that they're going to get one and they won't know what to say. So the whole idea is tremendous amounts of repetition. We always recommend lots of role plays, you know, and doing it again and again and again and again and again. Then by the time you go out and do it live, it's like it's no big deal anymore. It's like all of a sudden your attitude around the whole thing shifts in a matter of minutes. Mm-hmm. So part of it is immersion in high repetition. Second one is this, and I'm a big one on this, and it's a little strange, but I have great mentors in my life, people that I've idolized, people like John F. Kennedy, Martin Luther King, Gandhi. And so what I do, we call it modeling. And what I do is that I teach salespeople, is I show them a clip of Martin Luther King doing his final speech when he says, I'm happy tonight, I'm not worried about anything, I'm not fearing any man, mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. And I have them model it exactly the way he delivers it on the video. And within a matter of about 2 or 3 minutes, their energy levels up, their confidence levels up, their little voice has been moved out of the way. I said, now go get on the telephone and make a couple phone calls. And it's a completely different story. Now you've got a success upon a success upon a success that you're anchoring, and you begin to move through that little psychosis.
I love this, because what you're actually saying really does get back to that little voice.
Yes.
You know, just in that one exercise, what people have been able to do is rewire themselves, not just cognitively, not just in the brain,
right,
but emotionally.
Absolutely.
In their cell structure.
That's right. That's exactly right.
And that's what we're going to talk about, you know, when we come back from break, because, you know, part of this conversation is also the emotional side, Blair.
Yes.
You know, it's this thing that, I don't know about you, but I've had so many people come on the show and say, affirmations don't work. Mm-hmm. And then I've said, really? And I'm like, okay, what do you mean they don't work? Well, they don't work because, you know, people don't believe in them. And you know, so the question then becomes, where is it that you are in your journey right now?
Right.
If you're at the place where the affirmation is, and doing it whatever way you can do it is the way you can do it, hallelujah, we're praising you.
That's right.
If you're at the place where you can actually recite that last conversation that Martin Luther King had with all of us, then you're okay as well. When we come back, we'll be talking about the emotional face of that little voice. How does it show up? Does it have blue eyes? Look like the devil? Look like your mom? Who knows what it looks like? Look like your ex? When we come back, we'll be talking about that. Very special guest, Blair Singer, joining us here today. The book is Little Voice Mastery, How to Win the War Between Your Ears, How to Win the War Between Your Ears in 30 seconds or less. And have an extraordinary life. And we want to make sure you kickstart it in 2011. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show. For more information about us, go to drpatlive.com or just go to the drpatshow.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Ask the experts. Call toll-free right now, 1-866-472-5787.
Hello?
And ask our all-star team to answer your question. That's 1-866-472-5787.
Thank you for calling.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's T-H-E-D-R-PatShow.com for listening times in your area. Sign up for the weekly newsletter to get advance notice of guests, events, and special offers. Visit thedrpatshow.com and get ready to live life full out.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Hi, I'm Brenda Ball.
And I'm Tony Ball, and we've been married for over 25 years. In that time, we found ourselves putting on a pound or two per year, and next thing you knew, we're 30, 40 pounds overweight.
That's when we made the choice to get on that Take Shape for Life program. After being married for 25 years and struggling with weight that whole time, I'm actually now two sizes smaller than my wedding dress.
With the Take Shape for Life program, you can lose those extra pounds. To learn more, visit simpletolose.com. Results will vary. Consult a physician before beginning weight loss program. Call or go online for complete program and discount details.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness Carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness Natural Food for Pets. This is where true wellness begins.
The Internet's number one talk station. Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the show. Blair Singer is joining me here today. As I said before, check out his website, blairsinger.com. And for more about the Dr. Pat Show, go to drpatlive.com. To become a Pay It Forward Angel, we've made it really easy for you. Go to calltoconnection.com. Great show today, Blair. Thank you so much for joining us here. I know we've talked about quite a bit. I want to kind of get to this conversation about emotion. And, you know, there's a lot of information out there now. You know, of course, we're talking about emotional intelligence, so forth and so on. But where does emotion fit in terms of how the little voice speaks to us, or maybe perhaps even more importantly, how we speak back to it?
Well, it's a great question because it is the core. And the one thing, there's an old negotiation axiom that you probably heard before, that when a person's emotion is high, their intelligence tends to go low. In other words, you know, you got to think of the last time you were upset that you said something when you're upset that 10 seconds later wished you had not said it. And we all do that because, and the way Daniel Goleman, I think, in his book Emotional Intelligence wrote about it quite extensively is that we, when emotion gets involved, our rational thinking tends to go out the door, particularly when fear is involved. So the bottom line is what the little voice is very good at convincing us of what the problem is and what the perils are, and it helps breed and stir up and kindle and fan the flames of the fear. And so what happens is that in my mind, in my experience, the little voice comes across in a certain tonality. It has an emotion of its own. The voice that says to you, you can't do that, you're going to die, they're going to think you're a complete idiot, you have no idea what you're... All of that has an emotional tone to it, and as the emotion drives, the intelligence goes down. So the reason little voice mastery is so critical is because if you can control that, you're actually controlling your emotions at the same time.
And, you know, let's talk about emotions in terms of the decisions in our lives we make about taking our lives to the next level.
That's
because
right.
We are talking about, you know, a breakthrough year in 2011. And we're talking about it regardless of where people might be right now in their lives. So I want to just be really clear about this. You know, I think you and I are talking about a conversation breaking out in 2011. That are for the masses, not just the people that are already successful.
Right.
And so let's talk about what that can look like for people. What do they have to do now in order to begin to build this platform for ultimately the greatest year of their lives?
Well, if just to bridge what we were just saying into that thought is that you need to isolate the things that cause you the fear. Where does fear pop up? Where does it stop you from taking a challenge? Where are the incidences? And I think with a real simple self-analysis, you're going to find there's a simple pattern to that. And once you find out what that is, then take it on as a project for yourself, as a goal, to work on it, to get coaching by it, to learn techniques to deal with it, or at the minimum, repeatedly put yourself in the heat of dealing with it. Like if it's in sales, we were talking about objection handling. If you just role play, don't even go out and do it live, just role play that for 15, 20 minutes a week, and what will happen is you'll begin to overcome those emotional blocks, the little voice emotional blocks that are standing in your way. So that's number one. Number two, like I said, after we set the goals, you got to do whatever it takes to learn some of these techniques to stop the debilitating little voice in your brain to figure out what it is. Now, here's another tip I'm going to give people. When you set your goals for 2011, you may come up short, or it seems like you may come up short. There's a process for that, too. One of the processes is when you're feeling down, I'm not going to get it, it's not happening, or whatever, stop, and then what you do is make a list of the things you did accomplish on the way to that goal. In other words, maybe you didn't lose the weight you wanted to lose, but what did you do? Well, I did get to the gym a couple of times. Well, I did start eating a little bit better. Well, I met a new circle of friends, blah, blah, blah. Because what that does is it builds a win inside of you, and it builds the case to keep going. And so you're reprogramming your little voice rather than focusing on things that did not happen. Focus on the things that you did accomplish on the way to that goal. The other thing I would say is this, eliminate the word can't. Just get it out of your vocabulary. And finally, never demean yourself for the efforts that you do take on. In other words, if you made a good effort to go to the gym, don't say that wasn't good enough. Get that out of your vocabulary and continue to celebrate wins along the way. Every time you get a little win, celebrate. It brings your energy up in a matter of seconds. Give somebody a high five, give them a pat on the back, do an air high five, take your right hand and make a fist and say yes, whatever it takes. And these are things that you can do on a minute-to-minute basis that will build your energy and reprogram your little voice.
And, you know, this is really for people that missed any part of this. Take them one at a time.
Yep.
You know, take them down one at a time. I don't know about you, but Blair, for me, it took me a few years to kind of build this crusty layer up. And it's taken me less time to get rid of it. And I think that's really the aha in all of this.
That's right.
You know, it doesn't matter if, you know, you've been on this planet 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, how many years you've been on here.
Right.
You know, it does not going to take that long to remove the things that are stopping you. And that's why, you know, you're listening to the show, and that's why you're reading Blair's book. I mean, isn't that the idea behind this?
That's so true. The bad news is it's taking you years to get this way. The good news is you can reprogram it in a matter of literally minutes. In our programs, I've seen people go out and do $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 worth of sales in 10 minutes, and they couldn't do that in 6 months. And I think that the other thought to carry into 2011, and there's one thought, and it's this one. Never doubt how big you are. Most people way, way, way underestimate how big they are, how big of a game they can play, what they're capable of. Most people are capable of so much, and Pat, you and I know it because we see it all the time in other people. And I think you've got to, if you can carry that into 2011, that belief, that knowledge, you came into this world big, and you're supposed to be big. In whatever area or realm you want to be in, if you can hold that thought, it gives you the courage to keep moving.
I love it. Blair, What a great show.
Awesome.
I love it.
I'm pumped.
I love this. I love it in the spirit of bigness. You know, if all y'all listening to this show, you know, remember one thing, remember what Blair just said. Because if we tap into that bigness, the word can't doesn't exist.
Right.
Fear doesn't exist. What doesn't exist is that little voice. Because being little and being big can't coexist, can they, Blair?
That's right.
All right. I love it. Blair Singer, everybody. What a great show. Go to his website. Check out his work. Check out his seminars he's doing, blairsinger.com. Thank you so much, Blair, for joining us today. Last personal, any personal message you want to leave us with here?
Well, it's just to reiterate that one. You were meant to be big. You were meant to have a lot. You came into this world that way, and that's the way you should operate here. And just know that you're capable of way more, and 2011 will be your breakout year.
And I will tell all of you out there, Blair and I will be here to support you as we have been. You don't have to do it alone. And if you have any questions about how to get to those personal development workshops, go to Blair's website, check it out. I know he will point you in the right direction. Thank you so much, Blair, for joining us here today. Awesome show.
Thank you, Pat. It's been an honor, absolute honor.
All right, everybody. I don't know about you. I'm feeling big myself. I want to thank you all for tuning us in and turning us on. And boy, we have planned this holiday season some extraordinary programming for you. We have got some incredible people guest hosting for me. Absolutely amazing conversations. And what's most important is you. You have been the best listeners on the planet, and that's why we give back to you. We'll see you next time on the Dr. Pat Show.
Thank you for listening to The Dr. Pat Show, radio to thrive by. To contact Dr. Pat, visit thedrpatshow.com. Tune in next Thursday for another dynamic hour of The Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program, brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
In the spirit of Have Couch, Will Travel, Dr. Carol Lieberman creates a haven of sanity in an increasingly insane world. Each day we are bombarded with news of events that have never crossed our wildest nightmares. Society is spiraling out of control, and everyone is reeling from it. But now there's an answer. The best way to keep sane in this insane world is to tune in to Dr. Carol's Couch on Voice America. Dr. Carol, a certified media psychiatrist, will broadcast live from her Beverly Hills office every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time. Call or log in and get help with whatever is sending you reeling, whenever you need a soothing voice to calm and advise you. That's Dr. Carol's Couch every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, here on America's Voice, voiceamerica.com.
Voice America Variety Channel presents a program like no other for those in the field and interested in the field of security and training. On America's front lines of crime and war with Victory Defense Consulting, hosted by J.J. Sutton and Bill Vanelli. Here, listeners are learning about tactical skills and practices that support efficient, smarter, and more enduring skills. You will receive the most up-to-date information about the security and training industry with detailed discussions and select special guests each week. Tune in to On America's Front Lines of Crime and War, Fridays at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Variety Channel.
In the spirit of Have Couch, Will Travel, Dr. Carol Lieberman creates a haven of sanity in an increasingly...